Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Holy cannoli. That's crazy.
Together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. What's going on, everybody? Matt Steinmetz down with the Guru Johnson.
Sir.
We're coming to you from Thrive City. That's outside Chase Center. We'll be doing the show from 10 to 2, and then we turn it over to Willard and Dibbs, and then the Warriors play the Dallas Mavericks tonight. Klay Thompson makes his return to Chase Center, and it should be an emotional night, a fun night, and hopefully a night where we get a little closure on the whole situation.
Yeah, Gil. No doubt. And as the kids say, we can't bury the lead, Steiny. We outside, because we are literally outside, and it's beautiful. I feel like I'm at home plate at like Petco Park. Mm. This would make a good wiffle ball place. But Klay, man, what can we say? We're gonna give him his propers and his just due. But Steiny's gonna be some tears tonight, man. I believe.
Yeah,
and rightfully so.
And I think he's gonna get obviously a resounding ovation, probably a standing ovation.
Klay deserves every
bit of it. Four-time champion with the Golden State Warriors, and now he's with Dallas. And you look back on his tenure with the Warriors, and the reality of the situation is we've seen it all. We've seen him win titles. We've seen him, unfortunately, lose two seasons to injury. We saw him lose a little bit of his role in the last season. But I always felt, Goo, when we talked about the Warriors in their heyday, when they had Steph, Draymond, and Klay Thompson, I always felt like Klay was the most well-loved of all three by outside Warrior fans. And what I mean by that is I feel like Steph Curry was a little bit of he was the guy that always got you.
Okay.
So he didn't like Steph Curry if you were a fan of another team because he was so great. Draymond, of course, was the villain, but I always felt like Klay Thompson was the player that even non-Warrior fans really loved just because of his attitude, how cool he was, how a little bit flighty he was. But, he's going to come back tonight, and I think everybody's going to kind of remember the good times, and it should be a lot of fun out there.
No doubt. And you tell me if I'm doing a little too much with this take, but it's like a great TV show, right? Everybody has a different character, a different personality. And you mentioned Draymond and Steph, and they're beloved. But Klay, too, and his role to me was just letting people inside of who he was, Steiny. He wasn't a fake. He wasn't a phony. He was just natural, and people gravitated to him. So it'll be interesting, and I know we got some sound from him, to see how this moment, how he takes it all in. But when I think of Klay Thompson, I just think of a real one that always had his, he would let you into his world, Steiny. And it's just amazing that we're outside here before the storm happens tonight when they take on Dallas in a cup game, Steiny, the first cup game of the year, different floor. I know that excites you.
Yeah. Bob Meyer is going to join us at 10:15, former president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors. So he's coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll be joined by Kirk Lacob at 1 o'clock out here today, and we're efforting a bunch of other guests. But tonight, Klay Thompson returns to Chase Center, and the Dallas Mavericks take on the Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
And, the one thing I think we're going to get into today is there does does seem to be, and I don't know what the phrase is if it's bad blood or not, but, you know, there is something that needs to be fixed, I think, between Klay Thompson and the Warriors organization.
Wow.
And it might not happen tonight, but it'll eventually happen. But I just think if you listen to what Klay's been saying over the last few days, you know, I don't think he was crazy about the way it ended here. I think he's good with his teammates. I think he's good with the fans, but I just think that he would have preferred it to end a different way. And eventually, I think they'll come together. But
right now, it's fresh. The wound is fresh.
Yeah, I feel like it is.
And we've been through, we've been around the block a few times, Donnie, you and myself. So just like it with friendships and relationships, you know, there are breakups. And sometimes, you know, either party needs more time than the other. And sometimes you never come together to reconcile and kind of just talk about what went wrong. And I feel like Klay is on that side. But you tell me if I'm doing too much, because these are my feelings. But I don't know if you caught it last night on Twitter. The boss said, out the video of Klay in the finals against Toronto, where we were doing the pre and post and we were in the building at Oracle, and Klay initially got hurt. No, and he was on the ground thriving in pain. Steiny, nobody at that point knew what the future had in store, but it focused on Steph. And Steph went down on the other end of the court. He had the ball. It was almost like he was a prophet, Steiny, of knowing the severity of what this injury, as Klay lied on the ground, was going to do. And in a crazy world, Klay showed us all the darkness he had to go through to come back, and he never was the same, right? But what if I told you, watching that video, Steiny, and Steph's reaction, Steph was kind of right, because it never was the same after that.
I mean, they recaptured it in 2022, but you're right. I mean, after Klay came back from injury, it's one of those things where if you look at, you look at his career stats, and there's a 2-year break where he didn't play basketball, and then you look at where the stats picked up after that, and he's just not quite the same player. I think we know that.
He got paid though while he was hurt though, Steiny. That, you know, who am I to score anything? But that's one thing to where I feel like the organization did right by you.
Just
my two cents.
I think they had to pay him at that point.
Right.
I mean, because he was, you know, that was his first. That's the one thing I was thinking about with Klay Thompson is first 8 years of his career, he missed 25 total games. So he missed an average of 3 games a year. He was an Iron Man. Never shot less than 40% from 3-point range in any of his first 8 seasons. So he was, to me, he was the guy who could always be counted on those first 10 years of the dynasty. And, you know, Steph had some injuries early in his career. He missed a lot of games early. Draymond Green obviously didn't come here as a starter when he was selected out of Michigan State, and he's been in and out of the lineup here and there. He's been banged up a little bit, but Klay was always the guy who seemed to be in the lineup day in and day out, and he was an Iron Man. He was an Iron Man, Goo.
Yeah, no doubt. And we talk about ham and cheese, peanut butter and jelly, Shaq and Kobe, and the Warriors got Steph and Klay, both homegrown talents. And Mark Jackson, I always think of him, especially on this day when he came out and shared with us the world that he thought, you know, he was coaching the best shooting backcourt ever, and he ended up being right. But, I mean, we're watching him on the big screen here. You know, they got the memes of Klay right now, the holy cannoli. But, Steiny, honestly, man, it's just special to be a part of this day and to be a Bay Area resident, to be able to watch Klay and Steph grow and do what they did in regard to capturing 4 titles.
Yeah, Klay Thompson. Great career as a Golden State Warrior, and came to an end at the end of last season, and now he's a Dallas Maverick. Guys always, you know, when they play their former teams, it's always a special night for some, and I got to believe tonight's going to be a special night. It feels like, and we're going to play a lot of this Klay Thompson sound from the last couple days. It certainly feels like he's trying to underplay this, which
no doubt.
I completely understand, and we'll see how it all plays out. But should be a real interesting night tonight at Chase Center with the Dallas Mavericks coming in. They're 5-5, and the Warriors off to a great start. They are 8-2. So if you're out near Chase Center, come by. Say hello.
Holla at us.
We got Bob Myers coming up on the other side. We got a bunch of guests. We're going to talk about Klay Thompson. I'll open up the phone.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.